Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
That's not the theme tune. I don't know what I can do about the theme tune. It's really nice that people have started writing to me to say that they hate the theme tune too. I don't like it, but it's all we've got. If you want to change it, write your own. I'm sorry to swear so early. Fucking theme tune yourself and send it to me. Hey, welcome. You've all fallen into the leg hole one more time. And this week's very special victim is one of my favorite comedians. He's a great comedian, brilliant joke writer, and do you know what? A dear, dear friend. I think I've met him four times. That's dear friend status, right? It's Jamie D'Souza.
Hey, thank you. That was a lovely introduction.
It was a nice introduction. This isn't one of the 10 questions, but are we friends?
I'd say so. I'd like to think so.
Yeah, I like to think so. We've never done anything together. We've never spent any time. And I would say this recorded intro is about as long a conversation as we've had. That doesn't matter, though, does it?
No, it's fine. Yeah, sometimes you can just tell if you're going to be friends with someone. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Here's the thing. I think I've fucked up the entire podcast. By the way, can we swear on this podcast? Okay. Thanks. Because I think I've fucked up the podcast already. Because I think you may have already answered the first question. But I'm going to tell you this now: the first question and the last question every week are the same. But the eight question, the golden eight in the middle, they're all specially written just for you, Jamie D'Souza. So we shall begin, and I will take notes as we go on. And at the end, we here at Leghorn will be able to tell you, Jamie D'Souza, exactly what sort of person you are. So here's question number one, Jamie. Mm-hmm. Do you like me?
Well, I would say yes, and I've actually got, so I knew this was the first question you asked. I've actually got evidence, but the evidence paints me in quite an embarrassing light, and it's probably something that you don't remember, but so...
I don't.
But yeah, well, yeah. So in 2014, before I did comedy, I was doing a Cardiff University radio show, which had zero listeners, right? And I saw that you were doing a gig in Cardiff, and I sent you a very simpering sycophantic message asking if you'd want to come and do an interview
and did i Did I'll be honest with you. I'm always attracted to anything with zero listeners.
Yeah, yeah. You did not.
Did I? I didn't reply.
Why don't you like me? Why don't you like 19-year-old me?
I do like you, but maybe I like you so much that I was afraid. I didn't want to get hurt again.
Ah, see, that's nice. That's good.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've always liked you. I'll be honest with you. Since I first knew you existed, that message you sent to me, I had no idea that you existed.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I probably thought you were some sort of weird prince. You know, a fake prince.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to get my money.
It was a scam. It was. We were planning to do that on the show. To steal your identity. It wasn't, to talk to you about comedy.
Oh, God, you know, I would love you to steal my identity. You would get in so much shit. Walk a mile in my shoes is an old phrase, but I think it should be replaced with, you should steal my identity, mate. Because you would not have a good time, Jamie D'Souza, let me tell you. Do you know, I'm going to put down here, stalker.
Stalker. Scammer,
oh, scammer, that's good. But helpful, because you told me about the scamming. Helpful.
So an honest scammer, a scammer with a heart of gold. That's how I like to think of myself.
I'm going to put bossy down, because you know you shouldn't be telling me really what to do in this thing, so I will have to put you in your place with that one.
Yeah,
but listen enough. Jamie, we've broken through, we're into the golden eight questions. There's eight questions written especially just for you. Here we go. What did you have for breakfast?
Oh, this is embarrassing. I've not actually...
Sorry, I hadn't quite finished the question. Oh, I do apologise.
I turned the gun then, sorry.
No, that's fine. What did you have for breakfast in November?
In November?
Yeah. Must have had something, Jamie. I must have
had breakfast. Yeah, do you know what? I think I was going through a real toast phase at that point.
Oh, man. Nice toast phase. You're younger than me. My toast days are long gone.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
It's all Alpen and an early shit for me. It's no way to live, is it? But you've got the halcyon toast days.
Oh, I love the toast.
You're all buttery breakfasts, aren't you?
Yeah, and we're both vegans as well, I guess.
Unless
you've relapsed. But,
No. If anything, I'm more hardcore. I don't eat anything.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm so vegan, I ask an animal if it wants my food first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you do that.
No, yeah. I'm can't say I'm that strict. That's the problem. But I am.
So half vegan.
Half. But do you know
I'm going to put half vegan down.
On stage, sometimes I ask people if they're vegan, not if I'm vegan. And
will you promise me next time you will ask them?
Yeah, I will. Am I giving off that vibe? But quite regularly, someone will answer like, oh, "I'm half vegan," but it's like everyone eats meat. Well, not me. I don't eat, but like people who eat meat don't just eat meat, right?
It's stupid saying half vegan is a ridiculous phrase, though, isn't it? Because that suggests your dad's vegan, but your mum isn't.
Yeah. Well, you had steak with some chips. Like, that's not. Yeah. It's just normal.
Oh, I always eat the tiny salad-y bit.
Yeah.
It suggests that, you know, you like Paul McCartney, but you eat meat. All right. Well, exactly. I guess that's half vegan. Yeah.
You like the Smiths, but Johnny Marr.
Can I ask, because I must say, listeners, we're right here smack bang in the middle of July while we're recording this. And the weather is beautiful. So, Jamie, this is a follow-up question. It's not a separate question. It's a follow-up question. What did you have for breakfast today? What's the summer breakfast for Jamie D'Souza?
Well, I actually haven't had breakfast. I'm not really that much of a breakfast guy. And I know it's the most important meal of the day, but I think I just got no respect for my health, unfortunately.
Okay.
What
no
did you
respect.
Have? No respect.
No, I'm just putting no respect down. Do you know what... do you like being suddenly really depressed? I know I do.
Yeah, more than anything.
What I had for breakfast this morning was a bottle of Iron Brew and two Starburst.
So, there we go. That's incredible restraint, though.
Yeah, that's two of my five right there.
Yeah. Which colours?
Do you know what? Thank you so much for that question. No one ever asked me questions on this, and I'm so glad you did. Do you know what? If you said to the young Michael, I'll leave you all the lime ones from the Starburst, and my dad called Opal Fruits, I'm a little bit older than you.
Yeah.
I would have gone, fuck off, old Michael. Because I've got no respect for me as an older person. No, why should I? What a square. But now, I love a lime. Bloody love a lime. Really? I was all about blackcurrant when I was young. Love a lime one now.
Yeah. That's interesting. You know them by the fruit. I just know them by the colour.
But here's the thing. Honestly, I think in about 10 years, if Starburst do a plain flavour or ready salted, I'll be really into that.
A plain Starburst.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the saddest thing.
Just chalk flavoured.
Yeah, it's like herbicide chewing gum or something. That's just stamped into the ground.
Oh. That sounds perfect. That's a good recipe. You should send that.
Are you one of those, and I know you're meant to be asking me questions, but you know, have you been asked that question before? Like, if you could have one pill which had all your sort of nutrition for the day and you wouldn't go hungry, would you eat that pill instead of like eating meals?
I think I would most days.
Would you?
Wouldn't you? Yeah, I think I would most days. Yeah. But then again, I think I would do that for a lot of things. Like if a new Marvel movie comes out, I get quite excited and then I get, oh, this is a fucking chore. Why am I still doing this? But if there was a pill I could just take and I've seen it.
Yeah, just a pill.
I could do that in a heartbeat.
Just leave the house, go to work, do gigs. Just a pill. That's not a pill, that's just a person. Pill. At this point.
Yeah. A way of dealing with all of that is just stay in bed, isn't it? It's a bit like taking a pill for everything. Because you're just avoiding everything. Yeah.
That's true.
Good. So I'm going to put down weird. Okay, weird on that list. Okay, let's go on to the next question. And it's a two-part question, Jamie. Okay, two-part question. What is the second best gig you've ever done? And how much can you drink before pissing?
Really intrigued to why those questions are linked. But okay, first...
It doesn't matter.
The second best gig I've ever done... was probably, have you heard of a night called Chubby White's Variety Night?
Of course I fucking have.
it's good. I mean, it hasn't run for about 6 years, but it's...
I hope it never runs again. I think it should be burnt down. The memory of it should be deleted by the pill that you were talking about earlier.
But I did, Chubby White's was a really great gig. I can imagine when I explain this to you, you're going to think it's one of the shittest things you've ever heard in your life. But
it already sounds racist, mate. I'm not enjoying one second of it.
Instead of having an MC, they had sort of four comedians doing a play.
Oh, that is awful.
Yeah, doing a play.
What? No!
And
no! God, this is atrocious.
It sounds awful. Part of the play.
I'm putting bastard down on my list. Bastard. But
then, there'd be a scene in the play where they'd go, let's watch the TV. Who's on the
Shut
TV?
Up.
It's
Shut
Michael
up.
Michael Legg. And then Michael Legg comes out and does
Shut
his normal
up. Set. Oh, God.
You probably wouldn't because you would have walked out on the train back home.
How have you dragged the D'Souza hole into Legg hole? Keep your hole out of my hole. This is the worst thing I've ever fucking heard in my life. Oh my God. Chalky White Gangbang. What's it called?
Yeah, you got it. Chubby White Variety Night. Night, I feel like I'm digging myself into a hole. But each night was themed. There was Chubby White's Variety Night Under the Sea, Chubby White's Pirate Night.
Oh, God.
White Arabian Night.
Was that above the sea?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm actually shaking. And not out of anger, just despair of the human race.
It was a fun gig. It was good.
You all deserve Brexit. You fucking deserve the horrors that happen in this world. You and Chunky White's fab. Wank club, whatever it was called. I don't like one bit of it. But yeah. how much can you drink before pissing?
I've actually tested this out before with my friends. So I
scientific. No, Jamie, yeah. I'm going to scientist.
Exactly. A fan of quantitative information. Yeah. It was, mm-hmm. I think I managed to have 6 pints of lager without going for a piss. But I was trying really hard not to.
Right. No, that 6 is a lot, I've got to say.
It's painful.
So I'm going to put legend down here.
Legend, thank you. Yeah.
Legend. And I imagine soon to be ill, I'll put that.
Yeah, yeah. Severe bladder problems.
Uh-huh. Soon to be ill. good answers, mate. I mean, thank one you. Was really horrible. And I don't think I'm going to sleep for a while.
Yeah, I love that you're more horrified with the Chubby Whites variety night than you are by the sort of bladder abuse that I've inflicted on myself.
I mean, I reckon all my gigs for at least the next 6 months, every comedian I see, I'm going to spit on them. and that's down to you. That's down to you, mate. Okay, here we go. Here's the next question. Oh, this is a good one. This is great. Here we go. Jamie. Do you ever look at me and, because I'm a lot older than you, do you ever secretly thank me that I didn't stop your conception? Because I could have.
You could have done.
I could have done it. I could have stopped it.
Yeah, so how old would you have been 27 years ago? You wouldn't have been that old.
I really was. I think I was 27 years ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah, right. So about 26, 27.
Yeah, 26, 27. Okay, so you would have had my sort of capability. Well, not to sort of to put you down there, sorry.
Yeah, I would have had your capabilities.
Yeah, a bit more energy because presumably you have breakfast, I guess. But would you have been able to stop it?
Well, I mean, you know, stopping a conception, there's so many ways that you can do that from literally, you know, entering the whatever room your parents were doing it in and going, stop that. That would stop it, right? And that's you done, mate. That is you absolutely done. Or even I could have just, like, they're complete strangers. I could have bumped into them at a bar and I go, are you two a couple? And they go, yeah. And go, really? And that's a seed, isn't it? A seed's planted. Yeah. I could have stopped it in so many ways.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and yet I didn't. Making me quite a good person.
That's good. And you also could have bumped into, you know, maybe you and my mum would have got on. Maybe you could have been my dad. Although I wouldn't have been me then, I guess.
No, you wouldn't.
It'd be weird if you had just gone for a podcast.
It would be, well, you never know. I could have met your mum. We could have fallen in love. And she could have had an affair with your dad. Then I'd still be your dad because she wouldn't tell me, right? You know what your mum's like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. And I'd be your dad, and, you know, and that guy would be off, you know, larking around, going, ha ha, got someone pregnant, I don't have to deal with it.
But you know what?
Your dad's
If I sort of found out on my, you know, say if I found out next week when my sort of real dad turned up at my door and told me everything, I think I'd still call you dad because, you know, it's about the conception. It's about, you know, dropping me off to school. Teaching me things, showing me how to tie my laces.
Yeah, I'd show you how to not fish.
We could go knotting together.
Yeah.
You could just throw the bait.
Do you know what? I'm actually genuinely emotional now that I'm not your dad. I genuinely feel a little bit. And I know it's only a podcast and maybe I'm filling my head full of dreams, but I get the feeling next time you see your dad, you'll be a little bit disappointed.
Yeah, I think I will. He eats meat, for one.
Well, piece of shit. Anyway, here's the next question.
Yeah.
Jamie D'Souza, have you ever been to Wales?
Mm. Many, many times. I used to live in Wales.
Now, is that many times or is that one long visit?
One sort of 3-year long stint.
So liar. I put liar.
Liar, yeah. I did venture into England every now and then, so I guess I was going in and out, but I love Wales so much. I think Welsh people are friendly, they're funny, they're all good singers. I found, not to stereotype, every single last one of them is a good singer.
Wow, there's bound to be a mute Welsh person.
That's true, or just a shy one.
Yeah. Or a shit one. Do you know what, they've every right to have one shit one, right?
That's true. Yeah, well, all the ones I've met seem to be all right.
Sure. Yeah. And when did you first go to Wales in your life?
I would have first gone when I was, I guess, 17.
Right, on a university. You weren't that interested. So you weren't that interested for a long time.
Yeah, it was very much a uni thing, is why I've
not, not fussed about Wales. I'm putting
not, yeah, hate the Welsh apparently is what.
No, you know, let's not listen. Let's not be rude about the Welsh or sure. You just, yeah, if you waited 17 years, you weren't that into it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I'm just saying. I mean, you get that. You don't, you know, when couples have been together for like 6 years, you go, "What? You're not married?" And then it gets awkward. And now I've done that between you and Wales.
Well, maybe
so I get the feeling you and Wales are never going to get married.
Oh, now you're telling me. Oh,
yeah.
It's gutting.
Anyway, but I'm glad you like the Welsh. I like the Welsh. I like Wales. But I'm the same. I don't think I'd been to Wales till I was in my 30s. So there you go.
I guess
I think I hated them up until that point. They had to win me over.
Oh, but that's, do you know what? It's more impressive to win someone over, I find.
I think it must have been
really
so.
Good. Because I decide I hate someone.
Yeah.
It's very rare I'm being won round. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's almost game over.
Yeah. In many ways, me and Wales are a classic buddy movie.
Yeah.
Just really didn't like that son of a bitch. And then guess what? He had my back all along.
Oh.
Yeah, nice.
That's nice.
Thanks, Wales.
Pick up Wales.
Here's the next question. Jamie D'Souza. Do you have a nickname?
I do, actually. It's
brilliant.
It's quite a recent nickname as well, so I'm quite excited to tell you about it. So it's actually Sports is my nickname.
Sports after the Huey Lewis and the News album.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I like to think that people call me Sports because I'm sporty guy, good at football, athletic. In reality, it's because my initials are JDS. So like JD Sports, which is sort of less cool.
But,
yeah. But I'm telling people it's Sports, and I'm letting them sort of fill in the gaps.
Are you related to JD Weatherspoons?
Yeah. He's my dad. So that's why I was really happy to call you my dad.
I can see it now. I can see it. Your great big gammony face. I can totally see it now. Do you mind if I call you Sports now, or
call me Sports? I wanted to catch on, kind of thing, because I've always wanted to.
Also, it's quite quaint. It's quite old fashioned. It's a hello, Sport.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you just have a fall? Boarding injury.
I just dropped a stapler. So sorry about that. I was hoping I could get away.
Oh, you're doing some admin.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I was just fiddling with it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna put fiddler.
Fiddler.
Yeah, That sounds creepy, doesn't it? I'll add creepy.
Yeah. People will look back at the notes and be like, what was he doing? No,
he's just fucking about with the stapler.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a great question. I'm really excited about this question, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. By the way, congratulations. We're rattling through these.
Oh, great.
So well done. No, that's good. It's all good. Here we go. Jamie D'Souza. Sorry, Sports.
Thank you, Sports.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you been stopped by the police? And how many times have you stopped the police?
That's a good question. I think I reckon it's 2-1. They've stopped me twice. I've stopped them once.
Right. Wow. So, the reason I asked that question is I was going to see who is the more fascist, Jamie D'Souza or the police.
Yeah.
And it turns out all the things you hear about the police are true.
Yeah.
They're more fascist than Jamie D'Souza. Everything I've read.
You've heard about me is not true. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's go through the three. Because to be fair, you might have stopped them for a really shitty reason. So maybe I shouldn't judge the police just yet. Okay.
Yeah.
Why did they stop you the first time?
First time, I was 15, walking home with my friend Katie from a house party. Yeah, I know. Scum. And yeah. We were both just really drunk. And do you know what? They stopped and they said, "Are you all right getting home?" And I said, "Yeah."
Fucking fascist Nazi.
And they said, "Good on you."
Did you ask them if they could smell bacon?
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think if you're 15 and drunk and you don't, you should get arrested.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. But that was incident one. Incident two.
Yeah, good.
A bit naughtier, and obviously this is not something I condone. But again, it was after a night out. I think I was 18 this time, and I was weeing. I was weeing in the street.
Oh,
I think yeah. By a lamppost or something. Not a lamppost, you know, like a hedge, no. Probably. I'm not a dog. But
do you know what? I get those two mixed up all the time. I'm glad it's not just me.
Yeah, I know.
I've broken so many shears gardening.
Yeah, calling up the council, wondering why your hedge isn't illuminated.
Yeah.
Although at Christmas,
really confused.
Paradise in, you're suddenly like,
exactly. I think that's where the confusion comes from. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, but then the police came, they saw me weeing, and they do you know what? They said, you know, we know people wee in the
Have
street.
You had six pints?
Yeah, 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 exactly. It was number seven. I was fit to burst.
Shit!
And then they went, it's fine to wee in the street, but not on such a main road. Which, do you know what? I think they're right, and I've learnt my lesson since then.
I'd say they're fucking wrong. It's not fine to wee in the street. It isn't. There isn't a street in the world that it's fine to wee in.
Have you never weed in a street?
Listen, I have. I have, but it's so rare. And all my Catholicism comes out. I literally finish and go, "You are filthy, disgusting child." And because I'm Catholic, start masturbating. And yeah. You should not masturbate in the street either. even on a side street, don't work in the side street.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. I think that's fair.
The police are sounding pretty cool at the moment. They stopped you to make sure that you were having a good time, and then the second time they stopped you to tell you better streets to piss in.
Yeah.
So at the moment, I don't know what you've done. But what you did to stop the police, or what the police were doing that you made you stop them. But the police at the moment are in the lead. So, Jamie, why did you stop the police?
It's actually quite a sad reason. Is that okay?
Shit. Okay. I mean, can I? I'll edit my laughter out so the listener won't hear me laughing at your sad story.
It's, okay. Sorry, I should have probably warned you about this before, or just not tell the story. Our upstairs neighbour, with her partner, used to have very aggressive arguments. There was some police outside, and I went, "Have you seen what's happening upstairs?" Because normally I would.
No, that's a good thing. No, Jamie, that's a good thing. And the police weren't busy, right? You weren't stopping them from, like, shootout or something.
There was a teenager weeing in the street, so I think that's the real crime. Right. You know what I mean? So
it's a real crime. It's a real crime. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's a crime to piss in the street, and I'll take it back. It's a crime to not piss in a toilet.
It's a crime to not. Yeah. What about the shower? Some people wee.
What I mean is, toilets are great, and if you don't piss in them, you are missing a great, great, a great opportunity.
Have you never weed in a shower then?
Do you know what? I honestly don't think I have.
Good. I like that, because I don't either, but I know that is a thing that lots of people do.
Yeah. Lots of people, that's quite a normal thing.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right to me, because surely, no matter what, you'll get pissy feet, right?
Yeah, and even if it's being immediately rinsed off, it's like, why would you want that for a second? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it just doesn't seem... I know you're washing yourself anyway, but I don't know. It seems ungentlemanly. There you go, I've said it. It doesn't seem classy.
Yeah, not like the street, not like the main road, like I was doing.
No, what I've done is I've written exposes himself publicly. So is that okay?
Yeah, that would look great.
And criminal, I should. Criminal, because no matter what, you're breaking the law. Oh, are you a Judas Priest fan?
Not really, actually. Sorry. I'm more into pathetic indie music. Like,
yeah, me too. But I think, you know, you should. Do you know what you should do? You should listen to every Judas Priest album.
Okay, how many they got?
I think they've got 17 studio albums and 3 live ones. I'll wait.
Oh my god!
I'll wait. Honestly, I've got loads of time. So on you go.
Do you know what? Can I just say one before I embark on the listen? I get put. There's lots of bands that I know I would like and should like. Sure. But if they've got more than 7 albums, I just think
it's hard to get into.
It's just overwhelming.
I am, unfortunately, again, back to Catholicism. Mm-hmm. I like to punish myself a lot. And if I definitely look at bands and go, oh, fuck's sake, they've got 20 albums. Well, I can't be bothered with that. And then that idea festers in my head and I have to hear them all. And I can't hear the albums once and then go on to the next one. Yeah. I have to hear it a minimum of 10 times before I can go on to the next one. It's mad.
Yeah, that is.
I'm actually mad.
Yeah, yeah, that is mad.
Yeah, it is. Oh, rude. I'll put rude. Rude.
What if you don't? Is this true if you don't like the album? Or you're. Because.
Yeah. No, really. I mean, this summer, I bought a box set of all Judas Priest albums and I listened to them all. I listened to every one a minimum of 10 times.
Oh,
and
man.
I'd say there was 3 or 4 of the albums that I either didn't really like or indeed I didn't like. And it didn't stop me.
That's such an abrasive, because they're like a metal band, right?
Yeah, they are. They're very much a metal band. Yeah, yeah. I'd say forefathers of metal.
Sure. Metal's not my thing, so that's why I sound so ignorant. But like, that's such an abrasive thing to listen to if you're not enjoying it.
I mean, when I bought the box set, I went, you stupid fucking idiot. You know, that's so much time gone now. You know
time that. And money that you would have invested into surely.
It's literally like buying a load of cigarettes, not just a box, a load. You go, well, you know what? That's 6 months off your life, that is. Because it is. It's 6 months of mine I've gone.
Oh, is that what happened? Did your dad catch you listening to one Judas Priest song?
Yeah, exactly. I did, right, you've got to listen to them all. Oh. And you know what? He did me a favour, and I've never listened to Judas Priest since. Do you know what? I could have grown up to be in Judas Priest if it wasn't for my dad. So he really did me a favor. Yeah. Hey, let's move on. Let's move on, Jamie D'Souza. Okay, here we go. I like this question. What is the largest thing you own that you can hold?
Largest thing.
If you want, you can say your dick.
Just
for the joke.
Yeah.
If you want.
I reckon it is my digital piano. I've held that before. It's quite big.
I'm just writing twat.
What would you call it? A keyboard.
Yeah, a keyboard. No one uses the phrase digital piano. No one. Oh, do you know what? Jean-Michel Jarre, maybe him, but he's also, like I said, a twat.
Yeah.
Have you... listen, I'm not going to ask you much about your musical ability. I'm more into where you got the phrase digital piano from and why you thought you could say it on my fucking podcast.
That's just what it's called. I don't know. I think there's a...
It's not! It isn't! Jamie! Sorry, I know I'm your father, sort of, and I know I can be strict sometimes, but it is not a digital piano and no one calls it a digital piano except you. So,
well... If you'd let me, could I explain to you the difference between a digital piano and a keyboard?
Do you know what? I would like that.
Okay.
I would really like that.
Love that. So, again, I'm going to sound like an idiot. A digital piano has weighted keys.
I'm writing smart arse down.
Yeah, keyboards is weightless, presumably.
Right.
And that's the difference, I think.
Okay. Yeah, smart arse.
Yeah. It's not a fun answer.
And are you a pianist?
I am. Yeah. I mean, not in any professional capacity, but
No.
Yeah.
I'm playing since 7.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I also want to be a musician, not a comedian. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, every comedian is the same.
Yeah, that's, you know, sometimes you meet a comedian, they go, oh, I'm not really into music, I was just more into comedy as a child. And it's like, that's pathetic.
Exactly. There's not a single comedian. If you ever see anyone doing comedy, you know that was their second choice.
100%.
Yeah.
Either wanted to be a musician or an actor.
I wanted to do nothing. So this is my second fucking choice. I mean, a lot of people would say I've stuck to my main goal. But, you know, but those people are right.
Yeah, that's the time.
I would like to, can we hear you play digital piano?
It is here, but it's not plugged in. I can run downstairs and there's a keyboard. Listen,
we know you're physically fit. We don't care about you running up and downstairs.
Yeah, yeah, but I can run downstairs and play, give you a little snippet.
So you would play it downstairs and we would just stay up here and just assume you were playing your digital piano. It definitely exists.
Yeah.
Are you going downstairs or
no? Let me just check in my dad's in. Are you in a meeting? Can I play piano quickly for a thing?
This is podcast gold.
My mum is working from home, so I had to...
Do you know what? I'm riding so polite down because I've never asked anyone to do anything on this podcast when they've had to ask permission. So I'm over the moon that this has happened. You know I'm editing nothing, right?
Oh, God. I like that both my mum and dad have both been... featured in the podcast. It's good.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it's nice family thing. Right, I'm by the digital piano now. Do you have any requests?
You don't know anything by Judas Priest, do you?
No.
What do you know?
I can play some Smith song. Not very well. I've not really played it in a long time.
Okay. Yeah. Do the Smiths. Do your best of your abilities, but because Morrissey's shit now. Do his voice all stupid.
I think Morrissey, he's on my list of people that can be racist. I think I'm giving him a pass. I don't mind it. I think it's
no, no, it's cute when he does it, obviously. Yeah. But yeah.
I don't know. But I'm not. Okay, this is embarrassing. I'll do this. But... Oh, no, do you know what? I've forgotten it. Is that enough? Do you recognise it?
No, I love it. I'm really, really... This is the best podcast thing I've ever done.
This can be your new theme tune.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's all you... Thank you very much.
I mean, I'm over the moon.
Yeah.
But I am putting racist down because...
Yeah.
At the end of the day, if you support that shit...
Yeah,
you're a terrible human being. Thank you. My God, that was amazing. Good, we're getting so close to the end, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. This is question number 9. So this is the final one of the Golden 8. Mm-hmm. And it's another 2-part question.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember. We had a 2-part question.
Yeah.
Here we go. It's a 2-part question. Do you want to be on telly? And how much can you drink before shitting?
Do I want to be on telly? Yeah, why not? I think it'd be fun to be on telly.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? I think, but it's not like, it's not my, like lifelong sort of goal to like be on telly, but,
ambitious and lazy.
Yeah. Really want it, but not willing to do the work, to do it.
I think that's fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And,
Oh, I'm glad you agree, because it was you that said it. So I'm glad you agree.
Yeah. I think narcissist can be written
I'm
twice.
I'm just going to write confused.
Yeah. How much can I drink? I reckon unlimited.
I mean, you can piss as much as you want, but how much can you drink before you have a shit?
Oh, that's got to be...
You've got to have a shit at some point.
That's true, yeah. I reckon in terms of pints of water, just using that as a sort of standard. Sure. I reckon I could have 15 pints of water.
Whoa.
Do you reckon that's a lot?
That, well, I mean, I think it's because I know that you're not really saying water. You mean beer.
Yeah.
And I think that's really impressive that you can drink 15 before a shit. And are you talking about a voluntary shit or just a shit that happens?
I think a voluntary one.
Good. Wow. A controlled shit.
Yeah. Maybe I'll put that to
maybe
the test.
That's I'm writing skilled.
Yeah.
Skilled. Damn. That's incredible. James D'Souza, we are on our final question. Like I say, it's a question that everyone gets asked. This is it. So, James D'Souza, what is leg hole?
Leg hole.
Yeah, got any ideas? What has just happened? Or what
leg,
you think
it sounds is? Like the entrance to some trousers. Leg hole. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, that's, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, a leg hole. But you
or
meant
pants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you meant not
I'd,
in.
I'd say pants is more of a hole than a leg of a trousers. It's, you know? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I meant because your leg goes in. Your leg goes in.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm saying. Me too. I mean, but oh, right. Like the leg goes right through, so it's like a hole.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right.
Not like a leg sort of pouch.
Yeah. Like a leg protector.
Hang on. Your leg goes all the way through your trousers as well.
I think only your foot comes out, though.
Is that not? Is a foot not part of your leg?
I'm going to be facetious and say no, it isn't.
Okay.
No, it isn't. You're wrong.
Well, it's good to know. I had to learn at some
it
point.
Is. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. But are you one of those people that thinks like tomato is a fruit, thumbs aren't fingers? You know that kind of thing. Or is that separate?
This isn't about me.
Okay.
It's not this. The leg hole is not about who I am. It's about who you are. But I just still don't really know what the podcast is. I don't know if I'm into it. I mean, it's not. To be fair, it's not aimed at me, is it? It's not my thing. Yeah. So yeah. Shall I just put uninformed because you didn't know.
Yeah. Although I've learned some biology, so I'd say informative, if anything.
That you're informative, uninformed. No,
oh, sorry. I thought you asked me to describe leg hole, and I would say, leg hole.
You think? Oh, really? You think leg hole's informative? Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, okay. Great. Well, do you know what? You've helped me out with that. I could definitely pass that on the next podcast. That's been really good. Because I don't know how many more of these I've got in me, Jamie. I really don't. So I'm glad something positive has happened. Yeah. Jamie D'Souza, thank you so much for being. I've always thought you were a lovely guy.
Oh, you too. Thank you very much.
Let me finish. But today's podcast has proven that you're not. And I can tell you this now, the kind of person you are, Jamie D'Souza, you're a stalker, a scammer, you're helpful, you're bossy, you're half vegan, you've got no respect, you're weird, you're a bastard, a scientist, a legend, you're soon to be ill. You're a liar. You're not my son. You're not fussed about whales or a fiddler. Creepy. You expose yourself publicly. A criminal. Rude. Twat. Smart arse. So polite. You're racist. Ambitious and lazy. Confused. Skilled. And uninformed.
And straight that on is the
your,
poster.
That is your psychological profile right there. We now know who you are, Jamie D'Souza. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening, everyone. That was Leg Hole. Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.